The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For information on upcoming episodes, merch, and other ways to support the podcast, follow us on Instagram at Jacob Stanley Podcast or on Twitter at InappropriateF. And check out our website, jacobstanley.com, to submit your own story to the podcast.
Got a doggo and want to support the poddo? Use the affiliate link in our show notes, barkbox.com/Jacob Stanley, that's Jacob with a K, and sign up for BarkBox. Each month, BarkBox brings your dog more than $40 worth of toys, treats, and chews tailored especially for your pup, curated from each month's unique themed collection. Is your puppers into Stranger Things? Would they dig on some Beggo waffles or a demo bat? Maybe they prefer the Wizarding World of Harry Potter and want a sorting hat or a Hedwig of their very own. So click on the link in our show notes, barkbox.com/Jacob Stanley, that's Jacob with a K, or go to our website, jacobstanley.com, and use the link provided to help support our pod and bring monthly dog joy right to your door. Oh, and by using our link, you get an additional month free. That's barkbox.com/Jacob Stanley.
In October of 2011, four college students disappeared in the woods near Porter Township, Pennsylvania, while researching a documentary on children's author Jacob Stanley. They remain missing to this day. Last month, their recordings appeared online. In an effort to aid in the investigation, the families of those missing have agreed to release the following sound files. If anyone has information on those missing or the identity of the person or persons who uploaded these files, please use the contact information provided. Anything submitted may be used in future episodes. Certain materials referenced in this podcast, including the published works of Jacob Stanley, are currently protected under U.S. copyright law and may be redacted. For legal reasons, some names have been withheld and voices altered. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely those of the podcasters and participants and do not represent the official policy or position of the Iphigenia County Police Department of Porter Township, Pennsylvania, or its associates. This podcast contains adult themes and language. Listener discretion is advised.
Time's up, Bryce. Folder labeled 011, rough cut. Episode 11, Tell Me a Story, The True Life of Jacob Stanley.
Well, listeners, if you haven't guessed, we appear to have a flat tire. They're not going to help change this, are they?
No.
Great.
Microphone check.
Check.
Fudge. The mic's messed up.
The prodigal son returns.
We changed the tire.
You're welcome.
Where's Tolan?
Why would I know? I've been over there.
Huh. He never came back
this way.
No, I didn't see where he went.
Neither did we.
It's starting to get dark. Should we be worried?
He's fine. I'm sure he has to be right over here.
Where else could he have gone? That doesn't lead anywhere.
Leads to the woods.
Everything here leads to the woods.
Oh, shit. What do we do?
We look for him?
But that's the only way he could have gone. We should find him right there.
You guys...
Tolan.
Where the hell were you? Tolan?
Where'd you go?
The ridge.
Over the quarry?
The one we were just at? Before the storm?
Yeah, same place.
But how? Tolan. Earth to Tolan.
Yes, sorry. Yes.
How did you come from the quarry?
You would have had to pass us, and we haven't left the car.
I followed the map.
What map?
The map from book one.
The ferryman's map? From under the bed that's over my head?
Yeah. I took the Sea Dragon's Passage.
What are you talking about?
Here. It was hidden by underbrush. But I found it. There's a small stone tunnel that leads to right under the ridge where we were at. And then I just followed a series of stone steps that took me right up the side. The ridge sticks out so far you can only see the steps from underneath.
Holy shit. It
goes along with the poem. The water was so cold.
Unauthorized material redacted.
Oh my god.
After RJ brought it up, I started looking at it.
I don't even know what to say about that.
There's more.
What?
That map being real and the secret passage being real made me review some other things in the other books, and I'm not feeling very well right now.
Just because that secret passage was real doesn't mean he actually did. You were just fucking around before, man.
Put in context, though, it's pretty damning.
RJ, you are not helping. Look, Tolan.
No, she's right. You were all right. Something's wrong. I need your help. I think I might know where the unpublished manuscript is hidden, but it means breaking back into Stanley's house.
I know that's actually a lot.
But we have to find it. It's the only thing that makes any of this worth it. So what do you say?
We're with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Tolan? What other connections did you make from the books?
Well...
Unauthorized material redacted.
WTV New York.
If your child has been to a school book fair recently, chances are they came home with one of this author's scary books.
Our guest tonight's first anthology leapt to the top of the New York Times bestsellers list.
Over the past few years, he has become a household name.
The gap between Alvin Schwartz and Stephen
the
King.
The devil is among us, friends. He's among us in the form of a writer.
May have struggled during its initial release in 1977, but now, tell me a story. Under the bed, that's over my head.
So many parent organizations complained that his work was too sophisticated for children.
He infiltrated your homes and your children's minds.
Second Cobb anthology, Tell Me a Story, Moonless Sky, and Other Friends. Sold out from bookstores in mere minutes. Becoming
Stanley's books ranked on the American Library Association's 100 most frequently challenged books from 1981.
Stanley's books promote disobedience, violence, and the occult.
Lord, his Tell Me a Story collection. The Floor That Creaks, The Closet That Speaks, and The Tiptoes That You Walk On was released in 1986 to mass acclaim.
All of their fussing just made it
check
for
your children's rooms. Check their bookshelves. Check their backpacks.
I do think his final book, released in 99, TMAS, The Nightmare, The Dream, The Places Between, was by far his best
work. Has been described as subversive and dark. I simply describe it as genius.
It is my pleasure to introduce...
Please welcome...
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome...
Jacob Stanley.
Mr. Jacob
Author
Stanley!
Jacob Stanley.
Little to nothing is known about the life of this elusive author. And since 1999, Jacob Stanley seems to have completely dropped off the face of the earth. Until a short, two-line obituary appeared in a small-town paper over a year ago.
From Boo Labs and Red Cup Media, I'm Tolan Reed.
And I'm Avery Fisher. This is Tell Me a Story, The True Life of Jacob Stanley.
Microphone check. Check. Check.
Batteries are about to die.
I found outlets over there and there.
Thanks. Chuck,
I am not leaving this window, but I will play lookout.
Fair enough.
Sorry for keeping the lights off. I
really look, I'm afraid of drawing attention at this point, so don't worry. I'm over it.
So I'm gonna...
Yes, excellent. Thank you.
Hey. We're in Jane Stanley's house. There was no need to break in. The door was unlocked. I would have thought it would be closed off with police line, but it wasn't. Cops really tossed the place. So we're just moving some things to make it easier to get around. We're here to search for Jacob Stanley's unpublished manuscript. Tolan thinks there is a chance it might be here, but has yet to go into detail as to what exactly makes him so confident.
Okay, so hear me out. You said before that the only drawings you saw in Stanley's journals were, like, line drawings, right?
Yeah, they were kind of simple, but really ornate at the same time. Hard to describe.
Up close, they almost seem like just squiggles, but when you pull back, the whole picture comes together.
It's like he drew them by never lifting the pencil off the page.
Like the one in his final book?
Oh, shit.
Hell, even I know that one.
Yeah, it's super unsettling.
And it always stood out because it didn't match any of the other illustrations in that book.
I can't believe we didn't make that connection already.
The illustrations in his first three books were all different styles, done by different artists, so in context with this other work, it's easy to see how it could get lost in the mix.
So we're thinking Stanley must have drawn that one illustration himself?
And L.L. Randolph did the rest, in the last book at least. I have it here.
Oh, that shit's burned into my brain. Full page outline of a human body. Up to the neck, the body is underground like a basement, pipes as the intestines, and the head is the house. And the top part of the head is tilted open like it's tipping its hat, and the hat is the roof. Oh, wait.
Yes. You get what I'm saying?
Shit.
What?
Look! Look at the roof. Remind you of anything?
Oh, damn.
That is the roof of this house. Alright, see the chimney? It's missing three bricks and has moss on the side, and right there, a lightning rod weather vane thing, but instead of it being a rooster or some shit, it is in the shape of the moon.
It's this house. It's
definitely the roof of this house.
Now, look inside the tipping hat.
Which we're assuming is the attic of this house?
Exactly.
Oh, the creepy old man attic monster looking over his shoulder about to attack.
Okay. But here's what I was thinking. What if it isn't turning toward us? What if it's turning away? So, okay, the way the lines are behind the figure, as if something is glowing behind him, something important, something he's trying to hide. Couldn't it be interpreted like that?
Maybe?
I'll play along. And you think this is supposed to represent Stanley hiding the manuscript?
Yes. This illustration is in the final book he published, so well after the whole rejected manuscript thing would have occurred. And it is the only full-page drawing ever done by Stanley himself in one of his books.
We've gone a lot further on a lot less.
And the poem beside it...
Unauthorized material redacted.
Don't need to hard sell. We're here. Might as well head up to the attic.
We just have to figure out how to get to that attic.
Once again, I'm not leaving this window, so you'll have fun with that.
Here. Let us know if you see anything.
Copy that.
Shall we?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Is that it?
Here, help me move this. Well, there it is.
I don't
think it wants us up there.
Don't be a weenie.
Nope.
Who are you, Chuck?
Fine. I'm Chuck. I'll be Chuck all day long. No way.
Oh, come on.
Fine. Creepy ass. Pull up down that motherfucker.
I think I can reach it if I stand up on the...
You guys okay?
Yeah, we're fine. Tolden just tried something stupid.
Copy that.
You need to use this pole thing with a hook to open it.
You guys okay?
Yeah, we're fine. But I'm pretty sure the attic is going to try to eat us.
Copy that.
Let's move the shit, sweetie.
Can't see shit up here.
Check. Check. Check.
Oh, this battery's about to go too. Damn. Moving all this junk is taking fucking forever.
I'm getting rid of all my possessions the second we get back.
Hey, man. Screw stuff. Who needs stuff? I think I'm gonna convert to that only wear one thing.
Oh, I thought you already did that.
Really?
I haven't seen you in anything other than black jeans and a black hoodie since freshman year.
It's a navy blue hoodie and I wear different t-shirts.
Oh. Okay.
We've had to clear out a significant area in the attic to be able to move around.
Whoa, what's that smell?
Now, if we base our search on Stanley's illustrations, the manuscript should be somewhere.
That leads straight into the eaves.
It's not solid enough to walk out on.
Well, that's where the manuscript is, so we're gonna have to try.
We need to stay on the beams.
Do I look like Gabby Douglas to you?
I'll try. Let's see if any of Mrs. Carter's tender gymnastics has retained itself in my body. I'll spot you.
There's something wooden.
Everything's wooden.
It's a box. It's leaning kind of tucked near that beam to the left. See it?
I see it.
This is the manuscript.
Okay.
And, of course, it would be in a puzzle box.
Or it's just more hoarded junk.
No, no way. It's the right size and shape and listen. It even sounds right. There is a book in here. I can feel it.
That's good enough for me.
Just have to figure out how...
Oh, no.
Weird. Must be built into the box. Why does that sound familiar?
Hey.
What?
There is a car coming up this way.
The fuck?
Shit, we gotta get out of here. I'm not losing this now that we found it.
If we found it.
Can we make it to the car? Are they far enough away to not spot us?
Sure, we can get to the car, but then the second we turn on the headlights and or drive right past them, we're fucked.
So we don't put on the lights.
There is one road. No headlights doesn't make us invisible.
Maybe they'll just keep going.
Took a wrong turn?
What have I been saying since day one?
Where's the car now?
Now the headlights are off. They're just sitting there right down the road.
Can you tell who it is? I mean, it's not the cops, is it?
There isn't a light bar across the roof, but I wouldn't be able to tell from here.
Why are they just sitting there?
So what if we drive over the back hill into the field until we hit the fire road?
In the dark, without headlights.
With a donut on a car.
Or we just wait here until daylight so everyone can see us leaving.
We could wake them out, see if they leave.
I'm not losing this!
Okay, can we take a breath here?
Yeah. We're not thinking clearly. We haven't slept in 2 days.
And haven't eaten since waffles.
It's gonna be daylight soon. If we wanna use the dark to our advantage, it's gotta be now, and I know I can find it.
Okay? Are you 100% positive you can get us to the fire road?
85%.
Shit.
Better than 84%.
Vote. Stay here until daylight or fire road now.
Fuck it, fire road.
Fire road. Chuck.
I want out of this house immediately.
Okay, so fire road. In the dark. With a spare tire it is.
Oh shit, I can't believe we're really doing this.
Is the car still there?
I can't tell from here.
That's good, right? Means they can't see us?
Dear God, I hope so.
Buckle the fuck up, kiddies. It's time to ride.
Should you be driving, Tolan? You seem a little wild-eyed right now.
Don't you dare look at me. I refuse to be behind the wheel for this. That way I can see you assholes took me hostage. What the fuck is that?
We think it's coming from the puzzle box.
Shit, I really do.
No one is following.
Go!
I'm gonna be sick.
When we get back, I'm gonna call Wallace and set up the interview, and then I say we leave.
Fuck the interview!
Less talking, more focusing. Make it out of this first, okay?
You think Wallace can do it?
Less talking, more focusing!
Shit, was that the turn?
You said you had this!
I said 85%!
That's it! Over there! Turn!
Oh my god, we might actually make this!
Don't jinx it!
Fuck yeah, we can!
Holy shit, we made it!
Oh my god!
It's so shaking,
right?
Where the hell you been?
Don't ask.
We are starving. Even bagels or snacky.
Oh, did Loretta make us sick?
Ooh.
She said she. Is everything all right?
Yeah. Who died?
Why don't you just take a seat?
What's up? Are you okay, Debbie?
Yeah, please, guys, take a seat. Where's Bowman?
He went to the room to call Wallace, set up an interview before we head out.
You guys taking off?
That's the plan.
These guys give me a minute and sit for a sec.
Debbie, we had a rough night and we really need to pack up.
Sit!
Okay.
They found Jane.
Oh, thank God! We were... Oh.
Shit.
She's not okay, is she?
Her body was found in the field near the fire road.
What? They searched there?
Yeah, and Tolan Wallace and I walked through that area, what, like 80 times?
Morning.
What you doing here, Bryce?
Miss Lawyer, good to see you. Miss Alvarez, Miss Fisher, and Miss Young. Remember us? Lieutenant Bryce, Trooper and Trooper.
How could we forget?
Where is your Mr. Reed?
He's in the room.
Y'all run up and get Mr. Reed for me?
Yes, sir.
Bryce!
What's going on?
What's going on, Miss Fisher, is that we need to have ourselves another little talk about Miss Jane Stanley.
I don't think so.
Oh, but I do think so. No amount of calls from your professor is going to get you out of this one.
What is happening?
Bryce, you're even dumber than I thought. Avery, I got a hold of Wallace. I filled him in.
What?
Well, Miss Alvarez, Miss Young, Mr. Reed, shall we? Miss Fisher, I might have been born yesterday, but I stayed up all night.
What do you...
The recorder, Miss Fisher?
Hand it over.
I'll take that.
No, ma'am.
Don't you now ma'am me. I'll put it in their room. When you get a warrant, y'all be able to find it.
Thank you, Debbie.
Now, ma'am.
What I just said.
Boy, drop it. Thank you, Ms. Moore.
Deb.
Move it, Ms. Moore.
Embry's coming by. He can...
And a folder labeled 011, Rough Cut, Episode 11, Tell Me a Story, The True Life of Jacob Stanley.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely those of the podcasters and participants. If anyone has information on those missing or the identity of the person or persons who uploaded these files, please use the contact information provided. Anything submitted may be used in future episodes.
Tell Me a Story, The True Life of Jacob Stanley is a biweekly podcast produced by Sylvia Whitaker. Please rate, review, and subscribe. If you have had your own unexplainable experiences in Iphigenia County, Pennsylvania, we want to hear from you. Please submit your story via our website's tip line, www.jacobstanley.com. Stories may be featured in future episodes. Follow us on Instagram at Jacob Stanley Podcast or on Twitter at inappropriatef. Episode 12 will be released Wednesday, September 21st.